Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
List and hearken, gentlemen, that be of free-born blood. I shall tell you of a good yeoman. His name was Robin Hood. Good evening. I'm Pierce Brosnan. He is a legend that goes by many names. The Earl of Huntington, Robin of Locksley, Robert Fitzooth, and Robert Hood. But to centuries of storytellers, he is simply Robin Hood.
So he goes.
I think those kids have finally turned off now. The few that were listening.
They've
gone to get Bullshot up on Netflix, on BritBox,
and they've turned it off within 5 seconds.
Yes,
because they're the YouTube generation.
That's true. Yeah.
So the sheriff sees Marion at church, and he gives her a dagger. See, this is something that comes back later, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah. It's very neat. It's a very, very competently written film. If one could, you know. Say that. I mean, also, it is done. It's from a period before Save the Cat and all that. Those sort of writing books where bits of structure like this became much clunkier.
Yes,
I think the callbacks in this are there all the way through. But at least they're not. I don't know. These days there are a lot of, you know, very heavy-handed setups like this that would be it would be, you'd linger on that dagger much longer.
Yes.
Rather than just see it 3 times.
Yeah. But that's what, you know, that's when the movie business was an industry. No, it's an industry now. And then those days it was an art.
Then it was show. Now it's all business.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like Kevin Costner's hair. So, yeah, the sheriff says, you know what, King Richard might not return.
Yeah,
she's like, he will. And he's like, he might not. Well, and no, if he doesn't, booked. I'm going to be in charge. That's not how it works.
That really isn't how it works. I mean, that is such a leap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he pops up to see the bishop, old sheriff. And who does he come face to face with at the door?
Oh, no.
Robin Hood.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he cuts his face.
Very odd move.
I mean, why would you do that?
Yes.
He killed his dad, but.
I know. Yeah. And we've all, you know, panically opened a door and seen Alan Rickman and just slashed his face.
I wonder if that happened to him again. Keeps happening.
There's a bit in Sense and Sensibility that they cut out. Where she shivs
Emma Thompson shivs him, yeah. It's not Emma Thompson, is it? Is it? Yeah, it is.
Emma Thompson. Well, he ends up with...
Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet. The old
devil.
Yeah.
So that's when, as he escapes going up through the church, he shouts, I'm going to cut your heart out with a spoon.
Immortal line. Yes. And he came up with it, didn't he, or something?
Yes. Well, his script doctor on this was Ruby Wax.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Because they've been friends since drama school.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice?
Had they been Peter's friends since drama school, or not just friends?
I think you can't say Peter's friends anymore, because it carries a... Because Peter's friends is about someone dying of AIDS, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
Oh.
Or dying, at least.
Yeah, I don't think that's bad. I think people die in this film.
All right, then. Yeah, they weren't Peter's friends.
No, but they aren't in Peter's friends, are they?
They're not in Peter's friends. No, that's full of everybody from the college from the young ones, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
They're going to smash the oaks.
Yes.
It's all of them, apart from Ben Elton.
Yeah, and Alex Lowe.
And Alex Lowe, of course.
Playing the young, hot boy.
He was a hot boy then. I think he's a hot boy now.
Yeah, bless him. He was... like, that old pizza. friends.
Alex Lowe showed his bare bottom on telly not long ago.
That's true, yeah.
In Alan Partridge.
Yeah, much better bottom than you would expect for a...
I salute Alex Lowe. He's a lovely man.
He is. He is.
Yeah, and he made a friend very nice chicken in Peter's Friends.
Yeah.
So Robin goes back to the Outlaws, basically smug, like, ha-ha, I just cut his face. And then they're all like, well, you've made our lives incredibly difficult now.
Yeah, you have no understanding of how this works, this system, because of your privilege.
Yeah, exactly. Check your privilege, yeah.
Check your Robin. Privilege, they all say.
What kind of name's Robin anyway? Normative determinism, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
R-O-B-B-I-N apostrophe.
Yeah. He dropped the apostrophe, though.
Yeah, and one of the B's. Yeah.
So the sheriff sends Githspawn and his men to terrorise everybody looking for the Robin of the Hood.
Yeah.
Like Leprechaun of the Hood.
And Boys of the Hood.
Yes, right.
No,
yeah.
It's just one of those. It's what people say in the medieval times, and it's to sound medieval, isn't it? Those sort of constructions of sentences.
I think really it alerted me how middle aged I am, because I was actually disgusted by the sheriff's men pulling down a birdhouse.
Oh,
I was thinking, what have the birds done?
No, exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the dovecot. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely outrageous.
What have those doves done?
Exactly. It's going to be a nightmare re-putting that up.
It was only built yesterday by Ian Carpenter.
he'd done a job for Fred Dove. Fred Dove Keeper. Oh, yes, my family were dove keepers.
On behalf of Martin Village.
Martin Village. Oh, God.
Bob Stream was crying all night.
Oh, no.
But everybody's laughing in his face. Ah, we love Robin.
Yeah, because so he comes in throwing. Get out of it. He comes in throwing chickens in the air and giving out all the stuff, doesn't he?
And putting deck chairs up his nose.
There is a bit where he chucks when they're handing out stuff out. There's this chicken. Yeah. This chicken. I just spot his lady top first time I saw it. It just has a sort of huge arc.
Mm.
It's obviously not flying. Someone in the crew or the cast has just lobbed that bird at a tree. It probably didn't make it, is what I'm thinking.
No, it's probably dinner that night when Pierce Brosnan came around to do that film. Have you seen the Pierce Brosnan thing?
No.
The behind-the-scenes making of...
Oh, no, I haven't.
...thing about they how... Pierce Brosnan hosted it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this is pre-Bond, so I'm guessing he wasn't busy.
Yeah, should we get Remington Steele?
Steele to do it. Why
not?
Yeah.
Well, is Manimal not available? No. Okay.
Yeah, what was his name? Simon McCorkindale.
Simon McCorkindale, yeah.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah.
He turned into a gorilla and got shot.
Oh, no. Well, they've got a lower life expectancy, haven't they?
He got poached.
Oh, yeah,
dear. They put him in the microwave. The thing that makes me so sad about Gorillas in the Mist, because she's constantly fighting against people that want to put animals in boiling water and poach them.
Yeah.
Not knowing it's
one of the hardest ways to get cook an animal. You want to fry it or scramble them.
Or the clue's in the name, put it under the grill.
Yeah. just make sure it wasn't one of George Foreman's gorillas.
Exactly. All the fat will drip out.
You get a rumble in the jungle.
Oh, you would.
Oh, God.
Blimey.
And rest.
Yeah, brilliant. So Robin turns up as they're stealing things from a church and says, put those back. I'm in charge now.
Mm.
I'm Robin of the Hood.
Does he actually wear a hood at any point?
No.
No.
Oh, no, he does at the end. He's got a cloak on with a hood.
At the end, yeah. But at this point, people are going calling him Robin of the Hood. Doesn't Gisborne call him Robin of the Hood?
I think only after he's been given that name by Gisborne does. Yes, you're right, he does.
Yeah, he just sort of comes up with this. I've never seen him.
Yeah, he says, I'll put a thing on posters out about Robin of the Hood, he says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe it's maybe it is hood in the you know, in the adulthood, kidhood,
yeah,
boys in the hood sense.
That's right.
The local Robin. That's the one they mean.
Well, who is it? David Cameron was always going on about hoodies, wasn't he?
Yeah, hug a Robin hoodie.
Yeah, hug a Robin hood.
It's odd. It's just, you know, they've decided just to call him that.
Yeah. Suits him, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. But they could just call him, you know, Robin of the Mullet.
Why didn't they call him Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves?
Because, Marion thinks that up later, doesn't she?
Does she?
Yeah, she says, Robin Hood, colon, Prince of Thieves.
Oh, and he says, what are you talking about my colon for?
Had an accident, it's a semicolon.
Hey!
I've got Crohn's disease.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Got it from Geraldine McEwen.
So bad I fell into a comma. Full stop.
Yeah.
Has
Mike McShane come yet? Have we reached Mike McShane yet? Oh, man.
Sandy Toksvig said that once. They were in a sitcom together. I'm not saying they had.
Yeah, I bet they didn't. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, of course they didn't.
No.
God, can you imagine? It'd be like
no
Gru having sex with a minion. So Will Scarlet gives him shit about being.
Well, actually, we all know it would have been Gru's, you know, scientist friend who would probably have had sex with him.
Oh God, yeah, Doctor Nefario.
Very Nefario. Oh my God. Allegedo.
Who's going to play him in 30 years? That's what I want to know.
Oh right, yeah,
The Reckoning Part 2. I think Coogan can still do it by then.
No, it'd probably be someone who's on, you know,
a young actor.
Yeah, junior Dead Ringers person now.
I thought maybe you were going to say Jimmy Edwards.
No, well, you know, because Coogan's a much loved, you know, sitcom character actor. Maybe it'll be Jamie Dimitri.
Yeah. Oh God, he'd be quite good actually.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Or they could just give it to Morgana Robinson because she played him already on Charlie Brooker.
Oh, know, and she's very good. She does the voice well.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, exactly. We've cast that.
Definitely. So, despite the price on his head, Robin shapes the growing band of outlaws into a formidable force against the sheriff.
He does, yeah. Is this the training montage?
Yes.
Yet.
She's showing them how to fire arrows, but Will's giving him shit and tries to throw a knife at him. And Robin
fires
an arrow.
And he shoots him in the hand, which is, again,
insane.
Really painful.
Yeah.
And at no point does, you know...
Couldn't he find a little arrow with a boxing glove on it?
Yeah. From his belt.
Yeah.
But at no point does Will Scarlet die.
No.
From blood loss.
The rest of the film, he should have that arrow still in his hand.
Yeah. Just trying to tie his shoelaces. Like, ah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then the poor join them, come to the forest, because they're all now homeless.
Mm.
And one of them says, but we ain't got nothing to eat. So Robin says that the forest will be our fridge, the trees our gym.
Yes, the rivers our Deliveroo.
Did you know that the... Because, you know, they build basically the Ewok village from Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, they build a sort of Go Ape.
Exactly.
Yeah, adventure playground.
The toys were released for this film. They basically, the toy company, just used the Ewok model village again.
That's brilliant. That is actually
just changed the painting and everything. So it's the same toy.
Yeah. I didn't realise there were toys.
I didn't till a few years later, no.
They didn't really. I suppose I was too old to know. I didn't have my finger on the pulse.
I think we were all too sad about that song, weren't we?
Oh, yeah, those 14 weeks of... 16 weeks of hell.
However long it was.
It's been in the charts since 1191 or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's in the tapestry at the beginning. It's a picture of Brian Adams writing it. so he teaches them archery, blacksmithing and thatching.
Yeah.
Didn't know he knew all that.
None of those skills he would have had. Yeah, exactly. No. Yeah, well, maybe the archery. But yes, it's... I enjoy how the first people, the archers, are some weedy men.
Mm.
And then further on down the montage, they've obviously been replaced by stuntmen or professional archers.
Yes.
Because they're all clearly much better at it.
Much better.
And are different people.
Mm.
So it's all, yeah. No.
Do you think Elmo, if you'd have asked him when you worked with him, could have thatched you a small roof? Based on the knowledge he acquired...
Maybe he would probably, to be honest, pretended to be deaf and got out of it.
Yeah,
that's what he tended to do. It was something he didn't want to do. But yeah, now I suspect they weren't involved in any of that business.
No.
They were just sitting in their trailers.
Do you think while they were thatching roofs and doing arrows, one of the merry men, and we know who, walked in, sort of doing a cockney walk with two hands grasping imaginary pails, going, consider yourself alone.
Undoubtedly.
Just fuck off.
Yeah, no, you've had you know, it was big at the time, but, you know. Oh, you know David Lean, do you? Oh, well done.
Well done. Where's giving you a job now? Is he no?
Yeah, braggarty fuck. No, he's quite a tragic figure, isn't he?
Oh, horrible.
Jack Wilde.
Yeah, the end of his life's horrible.
Yeah.
He had like tongue cancer or something.
Yes, horrible. Yeah. I remember seeing a documentary where he's sort of talking. I won't do it. I'm really, really tempted to. No.
And he said, wow, that was absolutely livid.
Yes. I didn't even get to impregnate Michael Jackson's wife. Like the other one. Why are you famous? Well, I played Oliver in Oliver, and then I impregnated Michael Jackson's wife.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So they were friends. It's weird how Michael Jackson... No, I won't go there. So he said, Robin says, tell the sheriff, for every harm he visits on the people, I will deliver it on him tenfold.
Mm.
And then, so Gisborne goes to see the sheriff, because he says that to Gisborne, because they keep robbing people in the forest. And the sheriff says, something vexes you?
And yes.
He says, well, the poor love him. It's the size of the bat, the little man, the little... Who works for the sheriff.
He's another great... he turns up in everything. I saw him the other day on YouTube. It's called the Gourmet. It's an old 1980s Channel 4 play.
Oh yeah,
written by Ishiguro, where Charles Gray plays a gourmand who has eaten everything in the world, and then decides the only thing left for him to taste is a ghost.
A ghost.
So he eats a ghost.
How does he eat a ghost?
It's not very clear, but he does eat. And that guy plays the ghost he eats.
Is he just like in white makeup?
No, he just looks like a normal person. And then there's some spooky lighting, and then Charles Gray sort of cooks him in a pan.
He cooks a
cooks full... little lumps. He cooks little lumps of him in a pan.
Puts a full size man in a pan.
No. It's quite good. It's worth watching. But yeah,
you should put him in an ooh fryer.
a scare fryer.
Scare fryer. That's much better. Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Kevin Costner and Christian Slater punched that one up for me.
It's very good.
Yes.
Even if he did have an arrow in his hand.
Yeah, he didn't do the typing. No.
It would be like the Stephen J. Cannell thing, except when he throws the paper behind him, it gets stuck on the arrow. So this is where the sheriff famously says, that's it then. Cancel the kitchen scraps for the lepers and orphans. No more merciful beheadings and call off Christmas.
Yes.
Apparently that last line he improvised.
Did he?
Mm.
I mean, every time I hear actors improvise a line, you've got to take it with a pinch of salt, haven't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Especially when you're eating a ghost.
Yes, exactly, a ghost.
By the way, sorry, I interrupted the story, but what did the ghost taste like?
I think the whole point is that, I don't want to spoilers, but I think he's unimpressed by the taste of the ghost. Yeah.
So it's one of those sort of things that, you know, you're never going to achieve...
Yes, yeah. It's like an episode of Inside Number 9, but, you know.
Don't say anything negative about it.
But it has more of a sort of novelistic... It has more of a novelistic ending.
Mm. So, the rich folk passing through the forest get robbed.
Yeah.
They start distributing all the gains to the poor, and this one we meet... we've already met Little John's wife, Fanny.
Yes.
And someone says, God bless you, Fanny.
God bless yours.
Yeah, she says, I've had 8 kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I am blessed. Or 7 at this point.
7 at this point, yeah. Another one on the way. And if you consider the mortality rate of medieval England, they're all alive. That's right. That's remarkable.
We don't meet the other 7, or the other 6, do we?
No, but
they missed your children.
They are referenced later on, aren't they?
Yeah, Her mother's looking after them. Her mother's still alive. Yes. I found out the actor playing Fanny was only 29 at this point.
Oh, God, right, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a hard time in middle ages.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And they've lumbered her with a big wig.
Old wig, yeah. But this is where we meet Friar Tuck, Mike McShane.
Yeah, improvising a hoedown as he drives along.
Yep, he's got Tony Slater in a barrel. They used to have a sketch show called SNL, didn't they?
Yeah, yes, they did, yeah. Yeah, an improvised one.
Yes.
Or semi-improvised. I can't
remember. Because they were kind of breakout stars of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
That's correct. Yes. Mike McShane is honestly one. And he's also, I mean, of course, he's in he's in Frasier and he's in Seinfeld, and you know, he's brilliant. I think he's great in this. He's sort of and he really helped because he's got sort of a transatlantic take on Friar Tuck's accent.
Yeah, he's playing him like a pirate.
Yeah, which sort of helps ease Kevin Costner and Christian Slater's. He straddles the gap between the authentic accents and theirs.
Yeah,
I think it's a good Hollywood productive performance. I think it's great.
It's great. He's got a good energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Then meanwhile, Daniel Peacock and Derek Dedman hide under some leaf blankets, and I was so stressed because the guy of Gatsby was chasing them.
Yeah, that horse could have easily
ran over him.
Yeah,
and he'd be dead.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a small bridge. Either of them could be. I imagine this is why stuntmen get their money.
Yeah,
stunt organizers. That's not the word, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, stunt people.
Stunt people.
Yeah, because there are women stuntmen, of course.
Stunt coordinators is what I was looking for. Yes. So they must have said.
So Guy of Gisborne loses more gold, and he goes to see the sheriff.
I mean, what they never show is what happens to the soldiers who are cowering in the cart.
Oh yeah.
Are they just brutally murdered?
They're eaten
off stage. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's fine. Then.
They're chopped to pieces and eaten.
Yeah. Oh.
Or, you know, maybe Fanny has them.
Yeah. Yeah, Fanny by Gaslight.
Yeah.
So many up-to-date references. It's extraordinary, isn't it?
It's too meta
I remember that a few years ago, I mean, it's quite a few years ago, that cart, Friar Tuck's cart, was on for sale on eBay.
Was it really?
Yeah, you could buy it. I did say to Mike at the time when I ran into him, I said, you should buy it. And he went, I don't ever want to see that thing again.
Imagine if he did buy it and went around London on it.
Yeah.
Because what's his name? Noel Edmonds had a taxi, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah.
And he used
to
put a mannequin in the back so no one would get in.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. So did Prince Philip as well, didn't he?
Yeah. I think. Yeah, and Stephen Fry.
Yes.
So I'm up for that because Chris Eubank, when I first moved to Brighton, Chris Eubank used to drive around in a big, massive American rig truck.
Of course he did. Yeah, yeah.
And he'd blow the horn and wave at people. So I think Miami Shane should have embraced it and dressed as Friar Tuck and gone around London on it.
Yeah, he could have done rides, you know.
Yeah,
he could have. Would he have pulled it himself or would he have got the horses back to you?
Well, he could do both because he does both in the film, doesn't
he? Yeah.
So it would be canon if he pulled it himself.
Mm.
Everyone would think he was training to fight a Russian. If he put a mannequin in it, so no one got in, that would work.
Yes, a Russian played by Philip, you know, Richard Vranch.
Richard Vranch on the piano.
Yeah.
I'm pulling a cart around London because I'm getting fit. Yeah.
People say I'm brilliant, but I still think I'm...
And then Josie Lawrence bursts out one of the barrels and sings.
They were better than that.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, so we've got the gang's all together now, isn't it? We've got Friar Tuck.
Friar Tuck's joining, and Guy Gispin has now been murdered. He's been run through.
After a weird crying bit, I really enjoy that sort of...
Carlson.
It's just so... He's just so amazing. I can't catch him.
And he stabs him.
Yeah. And then leaves him to lie on the ground where it's actually still rolling around.
And gives him gives him a last funny line to die with.
Mm.
At least I didn't use a spoon.
Call back.
He should have used a spoon.
Yeah. Wouldn't it have been weird if he improvised that line first?
Yes. That would be weird.
And then we'll what is this? What are you talking about? Oh, we were going to do the thing earlier, but we didn't record that. Oh.
Can we go back and do it?
Yeah,
we'll
go and do it back.
So Marion arrives in Sherwood Forest, and Daniel Peacock's like, "You can't go see Robin. You can't go see him." And Jack Wilde's like, "Can't go see him. Can't see
You can't see.
You can go, but be back soon. Shut up.
And got to see a willy or two."
I like this because Sarah, the maid Marion is ugly from earlier.
Yes,
she sees Robin's bottom.
Oh, is that her? That's not her.
Yeah, I think it is, isn't it?
No, because she opens the door. She's at the door.
Right. So yeah, who's the ugly woman then?
That is a second. That is her, second hand.
Her decoy, Marion. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, Sarah.
That's Duncan's.
It's Duncan's bit bird.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Is she attractive, master? Oh yeah.
Let me put my hands on her, master.
What does she look like, Farrah Fawcett?
Oh, she's a bit flat chested. That's the wall, Duncan.
What is this hole in the toilet, sir? Anyway, so that they see the bottom.
Yeah.
And Sarah goes, oh, I say.
Ooh.
Now, famously, that's not Kevin Costner's bottom.
I mean, we're pushing the word famously, but yes, no, it's the double, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, at the time it was a big thing. I remember everyone going,
how was it?
Oh, unbelievably, right. That is not Kevin Costner's bottom.
How dare they?
Yeah. Get it out of my sight, people said. I don't want to see it.
No, but I mean, Marion loves it.
She's like, oh.
There's such a long take of her taking in his bum.
His white bum.
Yeah.
He's got a tanned upper half and a white bum. Now, considering he's living in Nottingham.
Yeah. No, this is from the Middle East. Middle East, isn't it? He's got his tanned.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, it'd be nice if he then, you just bent over and he was drying his bits.
Yeah.
So she saw everything, right up his sphincter.
Right up his sphincter.
And we saw all of that on her face. We don't see it ourselves. It's just, we read it in her.
It's like the end of The Long Good Friday, but with genitals. Which works because Pierce Brosnan was in that as well. There's so many links.
Yeah, yeah.
Pierce Brosnan could be in this scene just looking at her while she's looking at his bum. Smiling.
Well, these days they could just digitalize him in.
Mm.
George Lucas would have done it if this was his film.
You'd have had two bottoms.
One of them goes,
So Robin gets out of the water and he says, I'm going to show you all my treasure.
Already seen it, love. Seen it.
And there's much merriment. And then he gives this speech to her. I've seen knights in armor panic at the first hymns of battle. And I've seen the loneliest unarmed squire pull a spear from his own body to fend a dying horse. Nobility is not a birthright. It's defined by one's actions.
Yeah. That's a good, That is Robin Hood, essentially, isn't it? That's your central point, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know why that fucking squire is defending a dying horse.
Exactly.
The man's an idiot.
Yeah, he is. I bet he died.
Yeah, well, he's a dying squire.
Oh, he's a dying squire.
Yeah. Oh, no, the horse is dying. It's a lowly squire. Sorry,
but he's pulled a spear from his own body to defend a dying horse.
Yeah, yeah.
He might be John Squire from the Stone Roses.
Did he love horses? Does he love horses?
Maybe he wrote that song, I love horses, best of all the animals. I love horses, they're my friends. Oh, imagine singing that and realising you didn't have any friends.
Oh.
But Fanny's having trouble giving birth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Well, we've missed the archery. Of course, this is the archery competition.
Yes.
Where
arrow cam.
Aerocam, yeah, but also the amazing, the absolutely brilliant. This is where the casting a load of middle-aged men from sitcoms really comes into their own, because they're all sort of fucking about in the background.
Yeah,
and I don't know who it is, but someone says, "Is the shirt coming off at all?" And it's a sort of just, they say it so loudly. I don't know if they ADR'd it in later, but it is just. We're going, whoa, really, wonderful. Like, they're going, this is our big day of filming, yeah, obviously. Yeah. Obviously, we're not all in the castle.
I bet it was a good laugh filming this, though.
Yeah.
For all
yeah.
them, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, God, I imagine. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're not one of the main people, it's yeah. a blast.
Fucking Elmo probably still was getting residuals from this when he died.
Yeah, I should hope so.
I reckon he was getting £1 million a year.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that why this film has never made any money?
That's right.
Because they've given it all to Howard Lou Lewis.
Yes.
Who's got a brilliant agent, it turns out. Kevin Costner, who had to sue the company to
it
get
residuals. It was like that bit in Brazil, instead of Tuttle and Buttle, it was Costner and Lou Lewis. Kevin Costner's like, I only got £200 for Robin Hood, Prince of Peace. Yeah. Lou Lewis gets the check. I got $4.3 million for playing rabies.
And they want me to be in Waterworld. Oh, all right, dear. Jacko. All right, Jacko. That's why Waterworld, there's all those bits about Jacko in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford Cal Harmon, though.
So it makes no sense. That's why the film failed.
They spent all that money converting the world into water, but they couldn't afford Carl Hellman. Very sad.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Fanny has difficulty giving birth.
Mm.
Azeem saves the day because the baby's turned.
Yeah, and Azeem knows cesarean sections.
That's right. He says he's seen it. He'll give it a go. And Friar Tuck's like, this heathen shouldn't be near this woman.
She's killing her, John. She's killing her. He's killing her, John.
Then we hear the lovely sound. And Kevin Costner says, you truly are a great one. Because that's what Azeem means.
Yes.
Great one.
Yeah.
And little John comes running out of the hut, leaving his wife there, presumably with an exposed stomach.
Just blood and everywhere.
Blood and viscera everywhere.
Oh,
comes running
God.
Out and going, my son, my bloody Greek son.
Yeah. He is, look at the size of the bastard.
He's smaller than me, mind.
Yeah, and then because it's a medieval baby, it immediately dies.
Immediately dies. And she dies immediately.
From exposure. Yeah. blood poisoning. Yeah.
The plague or something.
Yeah. But no, because then they start some half-assed medieval dancing, don't they?
They sort of just do
generic prancing around.
And Tuck says, you know what, Azeem, I was wrong about you.
Yeah.
Why don't we have a drink together? And Azeem says, I can't drink. And he says, well, you can watch me drink. And she goes, that's not much fun, is it?
Well, you don't know. You know. Don't know how he does it.
Yeah, true, he might drink through his nose.
Yeah.
Mike McShane would make drinking funny anyway, wouldn't he?
I think so, yeah. I mean, he'd have a nice time.
Mike McShane, I've got a note here, beach ball, and I want you to drink in the style of a Mountie. Ryan Stiles swings in to help.
That's what this is lacking, Ryan Stiles.
And Colin, the little Colin one.
Mockery.
Colin Mockery, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This film needed someone to make a mockery of it. You know what I mean?
No.
And his brother who does gardening, Colin Rockery. So the next day, Robin and Marion are in love. Because they have a little montage, you know, they go down on the little rope and we get a little bit of the song.
Yeah, this starts playing in, doesn't it, now, yeah. the little theme. Me. Everything I do. Because she keeps saying things, I'll do it, you know.
Yeah, I won't do that.
Would you do it? Who will do it for you? Would you do it?
I won't do that.
Yeah.
It
is, this is where Duncan says.
Yeah, he says, take Duncan with you. And then he jokes and goes, he's a real burden. But in that way, because Duncan can't see it, go, no, I fucking mean it. He really is.
Yeah. Oh, I'm only joking, Duncan, you cunt.
Yes.
No, I'm only joking. I don't mean it.
Oh, I'm just pulling your leg. Get fucking rid of him.
Yeah. I wish he'd died. And then lies to him, obviously. I need someone to look after Marion.
I need you to look after Marion. But I'm fucking useless.
we've worked out that I'm shit at this.
Can we talk about the song as well? Because the song... I've realised there's two songs that are similar. So you've got Everything I Do, brackets, I Do It For You.
Yeah.
And around the same time, Brian May released Everything I Do, brackets, Is Driven By You.
Oh, yes.
So it's almost
that was for an advert, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was for Ford.
Yeah. I mean, Brian May's hair wouldn't be go amiss in this.
He looks a bit like May Marion, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, she's more, yeah, she'd be more sort of Anita Dobson, isn't she?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, Anita Dobson into this, the stunt double.
Amazing.
But yeah, I don't remember Brian May's number as much.
Mm.
Certainly, it's not made as much cultural impact.
It wasn't number one for 78 years.
No, that's true.
Meanwhile, Mortiana advises the sheriff to recruit some fearsome Celts via blood and spit.
Yes, the beasts who share our gods.
She spits and puts blood in a bowl.
Geraldine McEwan's hot fizzy blood.
That's horrible.
It is, yeah, it's yeah.
Ill.
I mean, it's not as horrible as Duncan saying, he fancies you, my lady.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, we've just come from, which
yes, that's
left
true.
A sour taste.
I saw him rubbing his snake.
I can tell, even though I'm blind, I can still hear an erection.
I'm a bit like the hero Daredevil, I can see in sonar. No, you can't, Duncan.
And I'm very boring.
And he's not in it for much longer, thank God.
No, we're all right. Yeah, we're going to.
So in the director's cut version, you see a scene where he recruits the Celts.
Oh, do you? Oh, yeah. Okay.
One of whom is played by Pat Roach.
The lead? Yeah, Pat Roach.
Yeah.
Who's been killed by some of the greats, hasn't he?
He has. So. He's been killed he's appeared four times in the Indiana Jones films.
Four times?
Yeah. He's one of the guys in the bar at the beginning.
Oh, one of the Sherpas or something.
Yeah,
he's the bald Nazi, obviously. Yeah, famously.
He's the baddie in Temple of Doom. And when Indy and his dad are on the Zeppelin, he's one of the Nazis that boards the Zeppelin, but his scene was cut.
Oh, right. Oh, well, there you go.
Mm.
He's also in, you know, he's in sort of...
Willow?
Yes, and it's Red Sonja and Conan the Barbarian, isn't he? He's sort of one of those big... He's an ex-wrestler, isn't he? I think he's a big... And, of course, Elfriede's own pet.
Elfriede's own pet.
Yeah.
With Timothy Spall, who should be in this.
Yes, yeah, it's odd that he isn't one of those, you know. Yeah, there aren't enough Oscar-winning... You know, you want to be able to see, like, Jim Broadbent or someone in the background.
Yeah.
But Timothy, yes. But, yeah, so, yeah, Pat Roach is he's living all right, isn't he?
He is.
He's killing all day for a packet of pay. Spend it on a Saturday night.
That's right.
Yeah.
Spend it on the Celts all night. When you're wearing a mask and performing a task, that's living all right. Yeah, so the Celts invade the forest.
Yeah, well, we see Marion. I remember, don't we see Marion? She's doing her.
Oh, yes, she writes a letter to King Richard.
Yeah, yes. I said to King Richard, but also she's, yeah, and then she's kidnapped.
That's right.
And this is, you know.
This is where Duncan escapes.
Yeah, really comes into his own.
Fucking idiot. He escapes and leads all of the sheriff's men and all the Celts to the hideout.
What I like is that while Marion's being kidnapped, there's a shot of Duncan peering round the corner.
Yeah,
to check
he's blind.
Yeah. Why would he? Even he knows he's blind.
He should put his knob out as a little periscope.
Yeah, if they see that, they'll know. And it bends
like a sniffing dog.
Yeah, all the way.
Oh,
out the door, all the way to the forest, and then.
It's Duncan's. I recognise it. What is it, boy? Marion's trapped down a well?
Yes.
Yeah, so the Celts arrive and there's a big battle that takes ages.
Yeah, they're warned of the approach of the Celts by the world's most dangerous messaging system.
That's right.
Which is arrows being fired.
That's literally the shunk message for you, sir, from the Holy Grail, isn't it?
It is, yeah, yeah. Just arrows being fired into the ground next to you.
Brave Concord.
That's not a good way of doing things.
No. And someone does say, and there's more coming, we heard from the warning arrows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no information on those warning arrows.
No.
Just an arrow.
But Robin is seen to have died because he tries to swing on a rope and the rope's on fire and then he falls.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you think of this battle scene? I quite like it.
Fine.
It does go on for a while, doesn't it? And
it's
clearly the same stuntman getting killed over and over again.
Yeah.
Because he's got he's just his hair in different bunches. It gets...
Yeah, I mean, it's lots of fire and people falling and lots of side-swiping swords and people falling over, yeah.
Yeah, and Hootsmon, they've dropped some gold.
Oh,
all that sort of business.
Oh, pick it up quickly before the Nessies come. Blow the thistle whistle, Angus.
Exactly. No. It was a very realistic representation of the Celts.
I like it when they all stop and start doing that dance where they put like one hand on their head and then start jumping around.
Yeah,
swords.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all you need to do is cross two swords on the floor and a Scotsman can't get past.
That's right.
They're Celts, so they're probably coming, probably Welsh, actually, thinking about it.
Yes, that's right. Didn't they swap?
Yeah. Well, there you go.
So Robin presumed dead. The sheriff threatens all the prisoners that have been captured.
Mm.
And he says to Marion, we should marry. Or I'll kill all these innocent people, including the little boy from Little John and Fanny.
Yeah. And her maid.
Yes, Sarah.
Not Maid Marian. Maid Marian's maid.
Maid Marian's maid. Who in the cartoon is a big fat chicken.
Oh, yeah. That's her. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is Scarlet's fight, you know, bleeding obvious heel turn coming.
Yeah.
Which is sort of...
Because they're all in the dungeon and the Sheriff Norton goes, look, tell me where Robin is because I've heard he might be alive.
Yeah.
We see him in the smoke as alive next morning. And Will goes, well, I'll tell you where he is. I hate him. I'll go and kill him.
Yeah. It's as plans go, it's not great.
No.
Because they already know sort of where he might be.
Mm.
And
I'm guessing he's where you left him.
Yeah. Will, that's exactly where Will goes. So I don't know why they're all...
Yes.
Yeah, he's at Go Ape.
He's at Go Ape.
Yeah,
burying Duncan.
Oh, finally.
Then doing a shit in his grave.
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming, did you?
No, cutting his hand, dripping it on the shit. It fizzes.
Oh. I shouldn't have eaten all those spaceships. So Will comes and little John attacks him. He says, I'll have your guts for garters. Now, did garter belts exist?
Yes.
They did?
Yes.
Oh, okay then. Fine.
Yeah, because there's the, Edward the, what is his name?
Garter.
Yeah. Oh, it's a bit later, I suppose, yeah. Mm. Onisoir Kimali Ponce. It's a bit later.
All right, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Very good point. I mean, there's very, as I say, there's no, gunpowder is certainly
it's just little
100 years out of date.
Oh, so. Yeah, but that's Azim's magic, though, isn't it? Because he's a foreigner, so he has magic.
Yeah.
It's like Crocodile Dundee in that respect.
Yes.
But it's some little drops of magic sometimes where you're like, would that, it's like in the Lord of the Rings with that orc, whatever it's said, meets back on the menu.
On the menu.
Like, is that in his restaurants?
And that he knows about them immediately?
Yeah.
And they've been worried about not having meat?
Yeah.
These people... Yes, exactly. You can pull at too many strings, can't you? And the film falls apart. You can do it in any film.
Yeah.
Even put insert name of good film here.
Exactly. Citizen Kane.
Yeah. Rashomon. None of that. It doesn't add up because they're all different, isn't it? There's loads of continuity errors in that.
That's right.
But this is Christian's big moment, isn't it? This is the whole emotional. This is his audition scene.
Yeah,
this is the one he read first.
Our father, he says, loved you more than me. I was a mistake, an accident.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Robin says, I have a brother.
Yeah, not the main point I was pressing. I mean, that. I really want to talk about you having a brother isn't really...
It's all about you, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, fine. All right. Yeah, sure. You've got a brother. I wonder, Christian Slater's performance in this, is this what inspired him saying Sherbert, being made to say Sherbert?
In Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it is, he like Kevin Costner, sometimes drifts into this sort of weird, like he's thinking about doing an English accent.
Yes. Especially in this bit.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So maybe it's shot out of order.
So he tells everybody, look, the outlaws are going to be hanged during the wedding. And they're like, what wedding? He said, the sheriff's going to marry Marion.
Maid Marian, yeah, it's a double whammy.
Yeah.
You thought there were stakes. I'm going to double those stakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sound like Trump. I've just raised the stakes. So Will instead reveals that he is, as we say, Robin's half-brother. And on the day of the wedding, Robin and his men sneak in. Now, Robin, in the cartoon, he makes himself look like a crane.
Yes, with stilts. Doesn't do that here, does he?
And a beak. No, he should have done that here as a callback.
Yeah. And this, he rubbed shit on himself.
Oh, shit. And then the guy's like, where are you going? And he's like, oh, don't hurt me, sir.
Oh, I stink of shit. Don't let me in there.
Because you stink.
Even though this is the medieval England and everyone stinks of shit, quite a lot of people would stink of shit in this area.
So they're all going to be hung.
Hmm.
But I like rabies.
I like the bouncers at the castle gates in this scene, yes, where they're going, no knives, no blades, no knives. And those people are still working on Nottingham nightclubs to this day, aren't they?
Yeah.
No drugs, no poppers.
No, those balloon things that everyone likes.
Yeah, Noz.
Is it Noz?
It's Noz, they call it Noz.
Do they?
Yeah, down like, my end.
Sounds like a Star Wars character.
Yeah.
Little giggling dragon man.
Why not? There you go, 10-part Disney Plus series.
Noz Knifey. Brilliant. So they go in, and then all hell breaks loose because they little John's son spots Will Scarlet and still thinking he's a traitor.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Goes for him, and the sheriff says, "Well, just hang them both."
Yeah, fine. Practical man. He's a practical man.
And little John's like, "Oh, my boy, my boy!" I'm like, "You got 8 of them."
Yeah, that's true. But you know. Yeah, no, fuck up the plan.
Mate. And Fanny's allowed to help because at one point John's like, well, you can't help, woman. You should be at home with your newborn child. She's like, oh, my mum's looking after him. What, is your mum giving them milk?
Yes. Hmm? Yes. Because this is the Midlands and my mum is only 10 years older than me.
And we're going to get letters.
Yeah. Where are they going to send them to?
Oh, exactly. Get the troops. Alan Rickman shouts, get the troops in here. But I had to go to the script and have a look because he kind of goes,
yeah.
I was like, what?
It's quite a badly laid out castle if your troops are sort of trapped on the other side of that.
It's terrible. And also his banter is appalling because one of the dignitaries says, is this your idea of control?
Yeah.
He says, shut up, you twit.
I like it.
Couldn't you do better than twit, though?
Twit, yes. I mean, he probably wanted to, didn't he?
Couldn't he have said arsehole?
Yeah, but there are some odd Englishes, you know, Britishisms in it. Like, there's a point where, I think earlier in the forest, where Marion's trying to give give Robin the dagger.
Mm.
And she says, right, I'll just leave it here. It's all coming out wrong. Right. Cheers. And just leaves.
Yes.
It's a very un-American thing to say.
Yeah, that's right.
Cheers.
And also, Rickman's used twit earlier when he says, it's dull, you twit, it'll hurt more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's him then, isn't it? That's his...
I've said, do another take, but don't say twit.
Yeah. Is there another word better than twit?
Yeah. Cunt? No, can't say that.
Right, let's stick with twit. Let's stick with twit.
So, Zine uses explosive powder.
Mm.
Literally blows a hole in the castle wall.
Yeah.
And they're all encouraging each other to escape. And then Azim stops and says, look, Robin Hood is a hero. We should all fight for him. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Let's come back inside. Yeah.
And then...
He sells it, but it is a weak bit of changing the...
It is.
Yeah.
Especially when most of them are like literally out of the castle and running home.
Yeah.
Let's go and back also, and get killed.
All of these, a lot of these are just some peasants who previously have been chucking vegetables at these people who are about to be hanged. So I don't think they're particularly anti the sheriff.
No. So then the sheriff goes with Marion into his keep to get married. And Mortiana says, she's ripe. She'll give us a son. You must take her now. I'm like, I'm not having sex in front of my mother.
No. Well.
Well. But he does sort of agree to it. He says, I will not take her until we are properly wed. For once in my life, I have something pure. Will you stop interfering?
Yes.
I did like, there's a nice touch, is that when he's trying to rape her, Mortiana stops him and gives him something to use as a pillow.
That is an extraordinary piece of work, isn't it? It's such an odd detail.
Yes.
It's brilliant.
So the bishop starts performing the ceremony.
Oh, God.
And then, but Robin, trying to knock down the door with a statue, can't get in. Oh, well, they use the catapult.
We've
first,
missed Fuck
they?
Me, he
yeah,
cleared
sorry.
It.
Yeah, sorry.
The shittest bit of the film.
And we get the call back to, is she worth it?
Is she worth it? Exactly, yeah. I think this catapult bit is terrible.
It is, and it's clearly been...
Reversed. So, yeah, that's two stuntmen falling off a wall.
Yeah,
because there's absolutely... I mean, yeah. It's just the stupidest plan in the world. Particularly since while they're halfway in the air, The other guys just open the front door and come.
Yeah. Also, they go over that wall, and surely there's like, and they land in a bale of hay with chickens in it.
Yeah.
But they could have just landed like on some rocks. Yeah. Yes.
Or hit the wall. It's yeah. It's where the film really gets very stupid.
And fuck me, he cleared it for. I think for a long time that was dubbed into something else, wasn't it? For a TV edit.
Yes, I don't remember it from the first time. Yeah. No. But, yes.
It's a really stupid line. Improved.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
By Christian.
Christian.
So the wedding's going on. They can't get in. So Robin goes through the window.
Yeah.
And they start having a sword fight. And he says, "Do you mind, Loxley? We've just been married." And then taunts him.
He's holding it. They don't spend much time together, these two, do they? No. This is their biggest scene, isn't it?
Yeah.
He runs rings around him.
Yeah.
It's sort of, you know, with dash and elan.
There's lots of spit.
Yeah, spitty, very smashy sword.
Yeah, and
can
then
break anything.
The Chekhov's dagger.
Yes.
Is used to kill the sheriff. As he raises his broadsword to strike Robin, Robin pulls out the dagger he gave to Maid Marian earlier, stabs him in the heart with it.
Yeah.
And then Alan Rickman spends the next sort of 30 seconds in the death rattle.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? Yeah. He crawls towards the camera.
Lots of spit again.
Yeah. Really, really sort of wiping Kevin Costner, pushing Kevin Costner literally pushing him into the background.
Yeah. And Alan Rickman got a BAFTA for this, and he said in his award speech, "This will be a healthy reminder to me that subtlety isn't everything."
Yes. Yeah. Good on him.
Good on him. And yeah, he finally passes away. And Mortiana, who got speared earlier, comes in to try and kill everybody, and Azeem chucks his massive scimitar at her.
Yeah, that jump shock is really crappy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's terrible.
From this point onwards, you might as well stop watching. Mm-hmm. the minute he stabs the sheriff, just that's where that ends.
That's fine. Robin and Marion get married in Sherwood.
Mm.
And Friar Tuck, who's officiating the ceremony, says, "If anyone wants to stop the wedding now, please say." And then you hear, "I want to stop this wedding."
Yes. And who is it? It's I know the actor. Who's he?
It's Sean Connery.
Oh, yeah. What's he done?
He was in The Avengers, the 1997 film.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He played Eddie Izzard's boss.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Sean Ryder's boss. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, he says, I this wedding will not commence until I've given the bride away myself. And then I thought to myself, oh, that's cool. Kevin Costner and Sean Connery sharing the screen. And then I completely remembered they were in Untouchables a few years earlier.
Yeah. So was it a mate's deal, do you reckon?
Yeah, I can't remember who else. Someone else was up for it, but then they were like, no, it's got to be Sean Connery, which makes no sense.
Yeah, who better to play the 25-year-old Frenchman, Richard I?
In the Mel Brooks version, it's Patrick Stewart.
Oh, lovely. Mm. Oh, yeah. That's
which
nice.
Kind of makes more sense.
But of course, Connery's played Robin, hasn't he?
Yeah. In Robin and Marian.
Yeah. So who's the best Robin? There's Costner, Crowe.
Flynn.
Probably Flynn, isn't it?
Carrie. I can't remember how you spell his name. Ulis?
Elwes?
Elwes.
Carrie Elwes.
Yeah, because he's in Robin Hood Men in Tights and he says, "I am the only Robin Hood with a British accent."
Yeah.
Oh, Patrick Bergen.
Patrick Bergen, John Cleese.
I think he's my favourite, actually.
Yes, probably. Yeah. And then Connery. Good. Then the other Connery.
Oh, yeah.
Connery's junior.
Prayed. And Egerton.
Yes.
Hmm.
And some other ones, probably. Yeah. Richard, who's the Robin Hood.
The Fox Richard, man.
Richard Green, is it?
Something like that.
Yeah.
He might be my favourite, actually.
The Fox?
Yeah, he's definitely the sexiest.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Lots of people say that. I think it's become an acceptable form of.
I think it's become a horny cartoon for some reason.
Yeah.
So then Connery says, "Well, he puts one of yours in the gallows, you put one of his in the ground. That's the Nottingham way. That's how you get the sheriff.
You put one of hers in your bottom, you put one of yours in her eye.
Hi.
That's the Connery way."
So then Mike McShane breaks the fourth wall.
I know. Smashes
says, "Now get out of it. We're wasting good celebration time."
And then they play songs from ABBA and we all dance down the aisles of the...
That's right.
Is that what's supposed to happen at that point?
I think so. Brosnan, Firth and Skarsgård come in jumpsuits, platform shoes, and starts dancing about.
And they're a sheriff of Nottingham's dad. Geraldine McKeown doesn't know which one of them it is.
That's right, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, okay. It all ties together, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. I kiss the teacher...
Oh, Jesus, that second film.
What's wrong with it? It's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking terrible.
I saw some of it the other day. And I was in a hotel and I was just flipping through the channels and it was the bit with in Paris.
Oh, God.
Where Hugh, whatever his name is, has to be young Colin Firth.
Oh, he's a punk rocker.
Yes, he's got a leather jacket.
Well, you see him in the first one. He's an actual punk rocker. But in this one, he's just wearing a... God Save the Queen t-shirt, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He's very, very, very posh.
I'm an absolute punk rocker, I am, yes.
Yes.
I once spat at a gig. Anyway.
That's what I call my butler.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
That's it. That is. Oh, my God. It was... we've talked for nearly, 2 hours. That's, it's still not... The film's still got half an hour to go.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the song in the credits, isn't there? That lasts for a long time.
Yeah.
Everything I do.
Yes.
I do it for you. Every week you turn on Top of the Pops just hoping it would move down the charts, but it was still there.
Yeah, yeah. Or that there'd been some sort of atrocity.
Yeah.
In Brian Adamsville.
Do you reckon he cleaned up on that? He must have done, mustn't he?
I should hope so, yeah.
Yes, because everyone's always like summer of 69 or whatever it was. You know, that summer where he constantly had 69s.
Yes, yeah, until his fingers bled.
He's doing it wrong, I'll tell you that.
I think someone's told you what you don't know what a 69 is.
Yeah.
But
I like the summer of 99, so he just had ice creams all summer.
But is it like the Rembrandts where they just didn't? Because he had other hits, he must have been all right. You know, he's all right, but he didn't. Is he just been screwed on the royalties? Or
I hope not. I hope he did all right. He did that song with Mel Chisholm, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Even food don't taste that good.
Mm. Yeah. It's because he's a vegan.
It's because he's a vegan and he's
cheap vegan joke.
Hurt his fingers during the summer of 69.
He's got no taste. He's got no fingerprints left because he learned to play guitar badly.
I hope he didn't use that to justify any illness he had, like Michael Douglas did.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah. Didn't he get throat cancer from cunnilingus?
It's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Poor Catherine.
I know.
How did that interview go, darling? Yeah, fine. Don't read it, though, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, look, the interview's come. Yeah, I'll just put that over there.
I should probably not have gone on the medical, online doctor.
Yeah,
some weird stuff on there.
That's weird. Every time I Google something, it says cancer. Every time he Googles something, it says Catherine Tia Jones. I've done my back in. I think it's Catherine again. Right, Dan.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for having me. So much fun. Well, yeah, I hope it was.
And we'll do it again one day, I hope.
Yes, yeah. Not the Taron Egerton or the Patrick Bergen one. Let's not do any Robin Hood.
Let's not just have a Robin Hood thing. That would be really tedious.
No, yeah, that would clash with my own podcast.
Exactly. Robin Pod.
Rob Pod.
We should maybe do Streets of Fire.
Oh, the great lost podcast recording. Episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have to rent it again, though.
I know, me too. I don't own that. I enjoyed it, though.
Yeah.
We could do a mini review now. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's well worth watching.
I wasn't expecting it to be that good.
It's a rock and roll western.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Rick Moranis.
Yeah. And some great songs by, what's his name?
George Formby.
Yeah, that's right. Let's do it. Let's say that. Because the kids love him, so they'll look it up.
That's all boxes ticked on the kids' references now.
On the tick-tocked on the reference.
Tick-tocked. Tick. Right, should we go and do the school run?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. All right.
Lovely. Bye.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.